Oh, you're making me cry. Boo-hoo.
Yeah.
I'm starting to thin.
Okay, hair. Well. I got no hair. So this one's a short one, and I was too lazy to change the lyrics, so you're going to get what you get.
Oh.
Ramblecast through live podcast. The patron showed up and we had a blast. The drum was jumping and the place began to swing. You should have heard this rain. You should have heard the patrons jump and sing. Let's ramble. Everybody, let's ramble. Everybody, let's have a blast. Because you're listening to the Ramblecast.
I got to say,
best one yet.
Yeah, best one yet. I said, why is he not changing? He's just going to do an Elvis song. And then I go, oh, live patron. That's why I had to mute my mic because I was laughing.
Oh.
So I muted my mic so I wouldn't disturb anybody.
Yeah, it was supposed to be for the live show. And then I was like, oh, never mind.
So what happened with the live show? I mean, I'm not the producer. I just go with what people tell me. I get a note saying, hey, Jack, we're recording tonight at 9:15. We're good. It's live. What's going on? And then a few minutes, I'm all prepared to go live. And then I get a note saying, hey, we're not going live anymore. We're not going live. So I'm cool with it. But, you know, I prepared myself to be live. And now I'm not. But it's okay. Producers have a tough job.
Chris, so. Why are you grinning like a psychopath?
I just think it's awesome.
Okay.
But that's what way it is. You know? I mean, the producers make the big bucks, so
they do. They do.
Be a little more organized, but that's okay.
They get like 50% of the proceeds. Yeah.
Well, anyway,
live. I would tell you what you put in the chat.
I'm not the producer.
Well, who put that in the chat? Because I don't know who that is. It doesn't have a name.
Who has an ellipsis next to their name?
Oh, got it.
All right, so to fill everybody in, because we're listening to a podcast and only the four
it's
of
really
us
nice actually. Call. I don't think it should be called a dick. I protest that.
I was, it's, okay. To be fair.
To be fair.
Not my fault. And
not my fault.
We will have a live show next week. Sure. I don't know.
Should we do two verses? Another verse next week? Because you want to do a verses live and we're still doing
it. I thought it would be fun to do a verses. That was pretty much one of the only reasons that we were going to do a patrons show this week. The other one was that the broadcast had a patrons show last week, but apparently they have another show. So we're not doing our live show. But we'll double down. We'll do another verses.
Yeah, so we'll do two verses in a row. So
keep snickering over there, dot, dot, dot.
More bitching for everybody else.
The verses. All right, so
now we have to think of something. Oh.
Everybody that has actually watched us live gets to see that we put little names underneath what we call ourselves. Mm-hmm. And normally, you know, people would actually put their names or their Twitter handle, but this week our names are Nick wrote in with producer Matt's number one fan.
It's true.
I wrote in still not the producer. And Chris, you put just the ellipses. Why mm-hmm. why just the ellipses?
Why not?
Okay. And Jack, you put happy anniversary, Mr. Producer. So
I'm definitely I don't know who's kissing ass more, Nick or me.
I don't know. Okay. Where were we gonna
that'd be a good versus. Who's kissing ass more, the producer, Nick or myself?
I was wondering if you were going to sing that to me in some kind of Marilyn Monroe kind of, you know.
Happy anniversary, Mr. Producer.
Let's never do that again. Anyway, tomorrow is my 15-year anniversary with my lovely wife. Whoa. So. I know.
Well done.
So you got married late. You got married at 32?
You are quick with math, mister. No. I think I was How old was I?
How old are you, Matt?
Well, I'm 43 right now. I think I was 28.
28, yeah.
It was 28. But anyway, little known fact here about my anniversary is we were going to be married on the 5th day of May because 2005 was coming up.
That's your Twitter handle.
Yeah, that's my Twitter handle. That's where it comes from. So 5th day of May, also the Bob Dylan song and Cinco de Mayo. So, but we decided to jump the gun and do it in the fall. So
well, did you have to jump the gun?
No. Contrary to popular belief by other people, it was not a shotgun wedding. We kind of changed plans. Like the wedding was getting bigger and bigger and more grandiose. And then we were just like, you know what, let's just have a small wedding, about 30 people on a farm in the fall. And it lined up with my wife's, no, not a shotgun, guys.
On the farm. Mm-hmm.
We both have tomorrow off, which is awesome because we never have a chance to both be off at the same time. So we both took work off tomorrow and
you don't get off at the same time? That's sad.
I have no fucking comment about that.
Wow.
What is the 15th anniversary? What is it? It's not paper. What is it? Tin or something?
It's crystal.
Crystal.
And time, like watches or something.
Really? I was thinking Breaking Bad. Sorry.
They have the spice rack and be like, here's some time. Nice. Parsley, sage, rosemary are next.
It's hard buying anniversary gifts, you know, because there's a certain mutual aspect to it. You know, it's like, what do we get? You know, like,
no. There isn't, though.
Pumpkin seeds.
I've never bought an anniversary gift that was mutual.
What?
Ever. Yeah.
Okay.
That's always been like, here's your gift, honey. Hope you enjoy it.
Well, because my birthday is at the beginning of October and our anniversary is at the end, it always seems kind of weird for her to give me two gifts in October. And also as we...
Was that too much work?
I think for her it is, yeah.
You go to changeact.com/Amazon.
We could, but instead we went to Costco where they sell an advent calendar of wine. And we both mutual, like, all right, we're going to buy this and it's going to be kind of like what we do in December. Just crack open a wine.
Should have gone with like the mega tub of mayonnaise or something.
I had the real shitty anniversary this year.
Oh, was it?
I got screwed. 10.
Oh, 10. That's 10, isn't it?
Mm, yeah.
7?
In my Jewish American princess of a wife's eyes, it's diamonds.
Every day.
Yeah, unfortunately, I had... God, man, that sucked. This is a rough year as far as spending money.
Yeah, you got a kid. I already gave you the gift, honey, that keeps on giving.
Yeah,
you
know? That works.
Yeah, never.
So I had to get her I opted to get her another band, a diamond band, because she wanted it. She has like on her ring finger, she's got her engagement ring and her wedding band. They're right next to each other, you know. And ever since the day after the wedding, she's been asking for a second band, or a third band. And yeah, 10 years. I said, "Oh, 10-year anniversary, you'll get one. 10-year anniversary, you'll get one." And
we'll never make it.
That came up quick.
That's what is every guy's hoping. Like, I say we'll get in the 10-year. Well, the odds of us getting there.
And here's the thing too. Is whenever you do that, if you had designed a ring 10 years prior, the chances of having one that matches are impossible. So I had to have the original wedding band remade.
Oh,
and then a second one purchased.
That's a lot of anniversary. Yeah. You're making me feel a lot better about my anniversary.
Well, dude, I would prefer fucking wine advent calendar any day of the week. So kudos to you and happy anniversary.
Thanks. I think the day off together is like pretty great.
What are you gonna do? I mean, keep it PG, please.
At the same time?
Yeah. I thought he made it clear earlier.
What are we gonna do? I don't know. Probably go out for lunch and
Blunch.
Is that when you go out to Applebee's but rip a blunt before you go in?
I was trying to say breakfast, and then I was thinking, well, we might also go out for lunch too. So I don't know.
That'd be brunch. Blunch. They have a name for it.
You can have a blunchkin.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what I got going on there. So
are you gonna get flowers or?
Fuck, you're putting a lot of pressure on me.
So it's true. You don't bring me flowers anymore.
You guys just added something to
it's the 15. I would suggest, I'm just suggesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get 15 roses, man. Call it a day.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm going to do something after this podcast is over.
Actually, roses are kind of cliche. Does she like roses?
Not really. But yeah, okay. She's more of a wild. Kind of girl.
I'll use some lilies and wildflowers.
I like the lilies. Yeah,
lilies are good.
15 of them. Don't forget.
Thanks.
You have a neighbor has a garden? It's late. You know, maybe they don't have.
Wait, didn't someone do that to your yard?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
but now, because I have roses, all over the place. And I came out one day. I went, First, I thought it was deer, but then there were no deer hoof marks there. So, but now we have a camera, so I can tell if someone's doing something. Can't stop them, but I can see them.
I'll tell you two downfalls to having our anniversary at this time of year is A, it's right next to Halloween. So as we've had kids, it's just like, I don't know, what do you want to do? Sex tonight? Okay, that's great. You know, because we're just busy trying to get the kids ready for Halloween, right? I mean, it's just.
I'm not fucking feeling bad for you.
And then the second downfall
is you.
Is all of the political stuff.
Dude, you just led that woe is me story when I got laid. So hear me out. It's like, fuck you.
Okay, I guess the political thing's not that as bad, but you don't think about like all of the political stuff. You know, you're like, oh yeah, it's just like about a week away, and it's just like ramping up, especially around the presidential elections. You're like, oh yeah. Great,
nothing kills political about Halloween.
I mean, yeah, nothing kills a boner like politics in bed, right, Matt?
I don't know. I've never brought politics up in bed before.
You're just talking about it. You're just like, you know, what do we do tonight, honey? We have sex, huh? Politics? All right. Halloween. Kids.
We could do it and watch Wolf Blitzer.
Yeah, exactly.
Turn on.
Does that beard work for you? I can do that.
I really should not.
They got rid of O'Reilly.
Don't we have a versus or something? Jeez, don't we have something else to fucking talk about? Why did I even...
Well, happy anniversary, Matt.
Okay, yeah. Thanks.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Well, I got something. It's not as good as Matt's. But, you know, if anyone else has done 23andMe, I know we've talked about it before. No one?
I did Ancestry.com.
Okay. They keep changing their formula. So at one point, I was 51% Irish, English and Irish. Well, they updated it now. Now I'm 48% French and German and 31% Irish and English.
Oh.
So how the fuck does it keep changing?
Hey, Jack, guess what?
What?
You're white.
Again, still white. Still white. There's nothing going, you know, but it's like nothing else got really boosted up. And I'm going, well, why do you keep fucking changing it? How does it keep changing? They go, well, they figured out another way to do it. That's how they explain it to you. I'm like going, this is just confusing. What am I? When are you going to eventually come back and say, I have a little Cherokee Indian in me, a little Chinese? No. nothing. But I said I'd rather be. I don't know. I think I was happier being more English and Irish than I am being more German and French.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to the rest of us fuckers.
I don't know. Because now if I get in a fight, if I was still playing hockey, I'd fight, I'd have just have to back up.
You know, exactly. Because you're French?
French, yeah.
Yeah.
And think of all those years of podcasting when you were like, it's okay, I can put down, you know, them because I'm part. I mean, I know you've used that line before.
Oh, always. Always. I used to say maize all the time. Now I can't say it anymore. We were in a corn maze a couple weeks ago at a pumpkin patch. And I said, I can't call it a corn maze. Can't.
Is it because there's a little Indian inside you?
Yeah. Well, no, I couldn't.
You can't call it a maze?
No, I can't. I called it a corn obstacle course.
Corn obstacle.
Well, I couldn't think of another name off the top of my head because I always said maze. Always. From that commercial years ago, you call it corn. We probably don't remember that. You guys don't even know the Twilight Zone. But you call it corn, we call it maize. And I saw it from that point on. I go, well, I'm Indian. I'm going to call it maize. So now I can't. I don't.
I never heard it as referred to as maize until you said it.
Oh.
Yeah. It was a commercial. It was about
corn on the cob.
It was for butter.
Okay.
And so I always, you know, just.
I'm surprised. I learned that back in like middle school. I'm surprised. Like, yeah, it's just what Native Americans called it.
I mean, I think that like when it was learning, like, you know, about how Columbus murdered everybody back in the day, like, I think I remember hearing them talk about like their crops were corn and maize, right? That was like what it was referred to. But I've never in.
Holiday.
Yeah, seriously, fucking dick. But I've never heard someone referring to like going to the grocery store to buy maize. I hear going to the grocery store to buy corn. Like, you know, I don't know if it's a difference between like the maize? What's that?
I used to say, kids, you want some pop maize? Now it's just corn.
What the fuck? Like, do you what? Pop maize?
Pop maize.
Instead of saying popcorn, he said pop maize.
You said that?
I would always say
out loud.
Yeah.
Am I the odd man out here?
No, it's okay. You can say, who the fuck are you?
Well, I'm nobody now. I'm just this German French guy podcasting.
Yeah. You should call 23andMe. I think they fucked up.
Well, they keep making it worse. Like I said, just leave me alone. Just fucking stop updating it. Stop updating it. Then I was thinking, you know, you have all these relatives that you can connect with. They, you know, they match your DNA with these people like third and fourth, fifth cousins. And not to insult you, Nick, but I was thinking this could become a dating site for people in the South.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Nick's face is priceless.
Wait, a fourth cousin?
Oh, shots fired.
Nick's face kind of looked how like Caesar did.
He's so mad.
He turned. He's like, really, Jack? You?
But really, that's what you think. You look at it, wow, I got some good lucky cousins. I'm just saying.
Nick is now in Colorado, where he can benefit from the upcoming wall that's going to be built around it. So,
exactly.
You know, just on the border. Yeah.
Jack, you live in Tobacco Row. So, I mean, I'm just saying.
I know. That's why it came to me. I was like, oh, let's see. All right. But I'm married, so I can't.
I was actually wanting to tease Nick about that, but I held back.
I mean, it makes sense. You know, we're building a wall in the north to keep the cold out, you know? and on the east side because we don't want the Kansas people coming in because they're generation of quitters because you know generations ago when their families left on the Oregon Trail. They just got to Kansas and went, you know what? This is good enough. Fuck it. Let's just stay here.
Yeah. They couldn't handle the dysentery.
Yeah, exactly.
Unlike Nick, I love all of our Kansas fans.
Sure. So
I hear they're just dust in the wind.
Ooh, nice. Well done.
Dust in the wind. So now we've been sold South and Kansas.
Mm-hmm. Kansas. Red legs.
So I've in the last couple of weeks I've gone headfirst into to Letterkenny don't know about you guys.
What?
The Letter Kenny TV show.
Oh,
I watched the first episode.
I'm telling you, it is probably my new favorite television show. It's so much fun.
I found it. I don't know if I talked about it on here. I laughed a couple times, but half the time I'm going, what the fuck is going on with these people?
Yeah. Yeah. It gets better. It's so good. It's like if Aaron Sorkin wrote a mashup of Napoleon Dynamite and The Office.
Huh.
Okay.
Why wouldn't you so good? What's that?
Why wouldn't it be The West Wing?
Because The West Wing is far too intelligent.
Did Aaron Sorkin have anything to do with the?
Is that your? Right,
I'm sure you know because the whole Aaron Sorkin way of writing dialogue is very snappy and very quick and witty, and that is literally the entire show pretty much at all times. You have I'll sometimes watch it on with closed captions because they adjust their accents, but it's so good. I love it. Like I mean, it's. I don't know if you.
The guy walks with his hand on his belt buckle.
Yeah. So I was picking up some stones the other day. So good. So they announced that they're doing a North American tour. So the cast of Letterkenny is doing a tour, doing like skits from the show and like skits they haven't actually aired from the show. Across the country. So tickets went on sale this week to the show in Boston and they sold out within 2 minutes. Like it was insane. Like I was in the waiting room and then at 10:01 I got let in and then or 10:02 I got let in and there all the tickets were gone. So I ended up getting them like on a you know a third party site marked up like 25%, but whatever. It's like
so ticket brokers got all the tickets.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, maybe. I don't know. I mean, Ticketmaster is pretty good about, you know, kind of stopping, you know, the ticket brokers nowadays. But yeah, I got a couple of tickets, so it's not until March, but I'm super looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. But yeah, I think I'm three seasons in now.
I'm just kind of like going, that first night was like I said, I laughed a couple of times, but most of the time I'm like, it was the part where that he's going, he needs to find a new girlfriend. He goes to church. Yeah. And
Jesus Christ,
yeah, it was pretty interesting.
It's so good, like the topics. The writing is pretty smart. So Jared Kiso, who's the main character, plays Wayne. He's one of the head writers of the show. So I've caught it, like I know because I think there's like seven seasons, right? So it's like there's seven episode seasons, and I don't know when it first aired, but you can definitely catch little themes that are purposely written and like jammed in sideways in the dialogue, talk about like current events. And it's really funny. Like it's actually hilarious how they do it. So yeah, I mean, if you guys haven't given it a chance, that's one of the recommendations of our listeners. I'm not sure if it was a patron or not, but one of our listeners recommended to check out Letterkenny.
Yeah. I think it was Jen.
And, yeah, Jen. Thank you, because I love it. I think it's in my top 10 favorite shows.
Jen, I haven't forgotten about your drawing. I actually have the drawing done, but I need to mail it to you.
You're not doing anything tomorrow.
Thanks. Yeah,
you have the day off, don't you?
No, I actually drew a drawing for Jen, but as a typical artist, I was like being really critical about it, and I'm like, no, I think I can.
How come you just gave me any luck?
You actually owe a few people some drawings.
Yeah, I do.
You owe Chris a drawing of a very special drawing.
Yeah.
No, I'm not drawing it. Oh, actually, you know what? I think I found the perfect BB-8 as a model. Uh-huh.
So are you going to draw a bouquet of flowers for your wife?
Exactly. with a BB-8.
No. I am not.
like one of Jack's French girls.
Yeah, right.
It's BG-88, Nick.
Yeah, BG.
Yeah, ball gag 88.
Mm. Oh, well, there you go. Cats out of the bag.
I was
trying to be discreet, Matt. I don't want to blow your cover.
He's a producer. He can do whatever the hell he wants.
15
I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry.
I've been meaning to catch that Letterkenny, but I've been there's a couple other shows that have come out recently. I think the new season of BoJack. So that's on my docket of shows to watch. But I got side I got sidetrailed. You know, it's like how Jack is all of a sudden like, I'm watching MASH. Then there's nothing wrong with it, Jack. But you know, how many times have you watched MASH? So
a lot,
right? Anyway, I started going back through Key and Peele because I've seen a lot of Key and Peele. But there's some episodes that I missed. And so I was like, so I started on this binge of just watching Key and Peele, and man, those guys are funny. So fucking funny.
Really funny.
Yeah. Love that show. So I'm almost through Key and Peele, and then I'll be on to my next binge. So
is that the one where I don't know if it's Key and Peele, but it's where he does the teacher.
Oh yeah.
Ron.
That is
so funny. Ron. You're messed up.
And you know, A.A. Ron and A.A. Ron Balake is a character that appears in one of their College Bowl announcements too, which is
awesome. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, I love the College Bowl is the best. Those are hilarious because was it like Francis Duke Marriott?
He has so many of them.
What's funny is when you're watching it like on Sunday, are you watching whatever they're doing like in the NFL or NCAA? It's so true. Like they are pretty, pretty accurate.
It is hilarious. So, and yeah, that sketch. And of course I still use the bitch. Like that is like,
I said, bitch.
Hi, honey. How's it going?
Hey, how are you? Just looking downstairs for some other stuff we couldn't find earlier.
So good. So good. But they have a ton of stuff, and I was like, I haven't seen every episode, and it was one of those things like Hulu does this thing where it just pops on an episode.
Yeah, I saw it was up there. Yeah. Oh, did you fall asleep? But were they having sex?
No, they didn't. But okay. But they imply that a couple times in some of their sketches. They're good, and you know what? They also have some really great Halloween themed episodes, and you can kind of see where Jordan Peele was kind of like headed with his directorial debut of his horror movie. So, anyway, if you're in the mood for some Halloween fare, check out those episodes. But anyway, that's what I've been watching. So.
Yeah. I watched a show on Amazon Prime called Banished. Back in the 1400s, 1500s, I don't know. So when they started the putting prisoners in Australia, It's pretty good. I watched it by mistake. So my son-in-law told me you need to watch a Banshee. I said okay. So like 2 o'clock in the morning one night, I go, oh, there it is. And I'm like, going, this has nothing to do with what he's talking about. So I watched it. It's pretty good. It's got some. It's 7-part miniseries, so it's not bad. I liked it. I enjoyed it, but it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. It wasn't like I woke up they were having sex or anything like that.
It was weird. Bummer. Okay, it was weird. I gotta say,
with a name like Banshee, you'd think, yeah.
Yeah.
So one of our listeners actually wrote about it and said, have any of us watched it? And I was like, oh yeah, I have, which is a movie called The Lighthouse. I think she thought I brought it up. Once before. And it's the kind of
movie, last week.
I thought I did. Yeah. I was going to go see it. It's, you know, with Willem Dafoe and Robert Pattinson from the Twilight saga. And of course you're thinking it's
Pattinson.
So whatever.
Is Willem Dafoe in Twilight?
Yeah. He's the main sparkly vampire.
He's the new Batman.
Yeah.
He's also the new Batman, yes.
Is he?
Yeah, he is.
Batman?
William Dafoe.
Oh, okay.
So he's the Green Goblin.
Okay. I'm going to say he's a little old to be Batman.
Yeah. Well, you know, I didn't know. I knew that it was supposed to be a dark comedy kind of movie. And I went to it with, you know, no expectations. I heard it was good. And it's the kind of movie that I like to watch just because it has, you can tell it was written, whoever made it had faith in the audience. Because it's one of those movies that you will leave that movie and constantly be thinking about it for at least the next few hours. Because it's all up to you to decide what you saw. because it's just two people the entire time. It's Willem Dafoe and Robert
Pattinson.
And you know, it's 1898, and they're lighthouse keepers. And it's, you know,
isn't that the year the Chargers won the Super Bowl?
I think so. At least they went. I don't know if they won.
Yeah.
1898, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you were like 12 back then, Jack.
I had hair.
Yeah. Because I don't want to give too much of the movie away, but it's really good. As in, it's cinematography is good. It's all shot in black and white. It's really well written. And what you have to pay attention to is certain things that are said in the movie. Because and you'll think about it later, like, wait a minute, he said this. And then, wait a minute, this is happening. Or, like, for example, later in the movie, Robert Pattinson is trying to leave the island by, like, this rowboat in the middle of a storm because he's trying to get away from Willem Dafoe. And then Willem Dafoe appears out of nowhere with an axe and starts chopping up the lifeboat, like, don't leave me! And you then all of a sudden you see them back in the lighthouse just cracking up like they're best friends.
Huh.
And then you see Willem Dafoe talking to Robert Pattinson.
Pattinson.
And
just say Robert at this point. Only two characters. I don't think we need to keep
going. No, I love it. It's like Lexus.
It's funny. It's called comedy, Jack. Gah! But then Willem Dafoe's talking to him about like Robert Pattinson. Mental state. Saying, why did you just chase me with that axe and destroy the lifeboat? And you're like, wait a minute. I thought Willem Dafoe chased Robert Pattinson. So, yeah, it's a thinker. And I liked it.
So not a stinker.
Huh? It's not a stinker, no. But it's good. And, like, and Robert Pattinson. Did a brilliant job of acting, which I did not expect.
Yeah, this is not live because the way you have to keep saying it. As you lean forward as you say it every time.
It is. It's very endearing.
Ah.
Yeah.
So, I lean forward or Chris leans forward?
I guess you both kind of lean forward.
But yeah, I do recommend it. You're either going to like it or not like it. Because it's one of those type of movies where you just don't – it's all up to you to think about – is this character real? Is this really happening? Is this not happening? What is this movie trying to do? And, you know,
maybe like just one person, he was just going psycho.
Exactly. And that's what I mean. Like, I don't want to say too much because I want people to actually just view it for what it is. But that's, I mean, those are the thoughts that you have like the entire time. Is Willem Dafoe real? Is he not real? Is Robert Pattinson?
Well, because when you said chopping up the boat and then they're both hanging out, having a good time.
Right.
It seems like it would be, he's just by himself.
Right. And that's what I mean. Like, so you're constantly thinking like what exactly is happening.
Maybe that was one person was there at one time.
Right.
You don't need two people to work a lighthouse. Right.
Well, that's the thing is like, that's how it sets up in the beginning of the movie is that Willem Dafoe is the lighthouse keeper. He's the one at top manning the light and all that. And Robert Pattinson is,
we have a name for this episode.
He is more like the laborer. You know, he's the one getting all the coal, cleaning, making sure everything's running properly while Willem Dafoe's doing his job.
He just makes sure the light's on?
Well, there's a lot of work to do. Like, and you see him doing it, like, over and over, you know, all the stuff he has to do on a daily, you know, because, like, the cistern, you know, goes bad because we're on a really small island, so it always has, like, a funky taste to it, and he has to, like, put chalk in it and things and just do different things. Right. But I enjoyed it. It's a good. And then, you know, Terminator's out this weekend. We'll see that. See
is it really?
Yeah.
So it's Harriet. I want to see Harriet the movie.
Oh, yeah, right.
I haven't been to the movie theater since the Avengers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched that the other day.
It can be a little tricky, especially with little ones.
So it's hard.
Yeah. Well, you got the day off tomorrow, so.
Yeah, Chris.
You mean I do?
Yeah, you do.
Oh, I got confused.
You thought it was Chris?
No, I actually did have to stay home today. Unfortunately, little man was a little bit sick. Couldn't go to daycare.
Did he finally poop?
Oh, dude, did he ever? Yes.
Poop update.
He certainly did. I don't know how much detail I got into it last week. I was pumping him full of like prune juice concentrate and it worked.
In my mind, I have visuals of like those old films of like the atomic bomb going off. Like,
yeah. Well, so it started happening again yesterday. So he's going through like the transition from like having only formula to have mixing formula and having foods.
Like tacos. So,
oh my goodness gracious! So the other day,
you still like tacos?
Yeah. Yesterday,
sauce in with the formula.
Yeah. Oh yeah, a little Ortega sauce in there. Mm-hmm. So like on certain days that I have to go to work, it's a little crazy in our house, right? So my wife is up and she's out of the door by 5:30, quarter to six every morning. So she's kind of exempt from the kid prep of the morning. Yeah, and except I convinced my daughter tonight to get up with mom tomorrow to get ready together. So like if on a day like tomorrow where I have to be at work for 9, I have to get up. I usually get up at 6, between 6:15, and then I have to get my son, or I get myself showered first, so I get cleaned up, so I get ready for work, and then I get Jackson up, and you know the baby routine is you get him up and he's got his shit in his pants already, you got to clean that up, you got to feed him, so I do that and I feed him and I try to roust my daughter out of bed, which turns into at least a 30 to 40 minute process of actually getting her up out of bed. And then getting her to eat. Now she's got like a wiggly tooth, so that's her excuse not to eat breakfast. So I'm like, oh shit, you gotta eat breakfast. It's the most important meal of the day. Go eat your breakfast. I just made you Jimmy Dean's breakfast sandwich. Go eat it. But she doesn't. So, and then she battles me for a good 20 to 30 minutes of actually getting dressed to go to school. So I get her, I finally get to her dressed to go to school because I have to drive her from, but what happened before that, actually, my son had his second blowout of the morning. So as we're almost ready to leave the house, my son shits himself and I have to go clean it up. And it wasn't like I could actually recycle the clothing because it went outside of the diaper. Yeah, I had to give him the old, you know, baby wipe shower, you know, and just get them all wrapped up and ready to rock. And then so then I got to go to one side of town to drop off my daughter and then the other side of town to drop off my son and then figure out somehow to get to work for 9 o'clock in the morning. And that's the most stressful part of my week are those mornings.
Yeah. That
tomorrow's one of those days. Can't wait. Which is why I convinced him, like, hey, would it be a great idea if you got up with mom tomorrow? You guys can get ready together. Maybe she can help with your hair. Yeah, she's right there. And she's like, fuck you. Fuck you. I don't have time for this. I'm like, yeah, maybe you could put on a pot of coffee for us. And wouldn't that be nice? She's like, I don't need time for your fucking coffee. So, yeah, it's crazy around here in the mornings, but it's all worth it in the end. It's absolutely bonkers crazy in the morning.
Yeah, I bet you they move out.
Yeah. Exactly.
True. So, we should also started to talk before we hit record about your socks, Chris, that you got.
Yes, darn tough.
But before we get to those darn tough socks, you know what I think we should do?
Oh. Yeah, make a darn tough break.
Yeah, I think we all deserve a darn tough break. Let's take that. Oh, yeah, that was good.
Oh, so, dude, you know what compliments a great break? Is a great pair of socks.
Ooh, warms up your feet.
Mm-hmm. Certainly does. So, Nick, last year you were talking about your darn tough socks. And then the best part is, like, I ordered a pair while you were delivering your sales pitch, your unpaid for sales pitch. Hey, we do a lot of those around here.
We do.
I ordered a pair. And as I'm ordering them, I looked at the logo and I was like, dude, I already have a pair. I actually have a pair of the hiking socks, the longer ones. They're my go-to socks for when I'm wearing my winter boots.
Oh, yeah.
And they're awesome. And then, so I ordered a low-cut pair while you were talking. I got them earlier this week, and they might be my new favorite pair of socks. So now I get it the trial run, and I think I'm going to buy a few more.
That's what I'm saying. Like that was my pitch last week, is that I've always bought just thin, cheap cotton socks.
Yeah.
Because my feet, that's sweaty, but I just go through socks quickly. And then the guy was like, you should try these socks out. And I'm like, well, they're thick. You know, I was like, I don't want these thick socks on, you know. And I was like, you know what? Okay, fine. Give me a couple pairs, you know. And then when I put them on, I was like, ooh, these are really comfy, you know. And then as I started walking around in them and warmed that first day, I was like, these might be the greatest damn thing ever.
They are. What's crazy is that when you first put them on, like it's a weird constricting feeling.
Yeah.
Like I got the low cut ankle socks, and you can tell it feels tight around your ankle because they make, you know, one size, you know, opening or whatever. But the sock fits to your foot after time. You wear them for a day, you're gonna love them. I wanted to wear them for more than one day, but that's just not sanitary. So I'm gonna have to order a few more pair. I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
Darn tough.
Darn
tough. Made in Vermont, actually. So they're made in USA.
Darn tough socks.
And for anyone out there who listens and thinks, maybe I should buy a pair, you should, because they have a lifetime guarantee. So if you if your toes like mine tend to chew through your sock, all you have to do is just send it back and they send you a brand new pair.
Or clip your nails.
What's wrong with your toes? Or why are they chewing?
they gotta eat.
No,
sounds like you need a pedicure, Matt.
No, my big toe, same as my mom, my mom's feet, my big toe curves up, and so the nail, no matter how short I have it, kind of saws through the sock when I'm wearing it.
Huh. Okay. So your big toe curves up.
Banana toe?
Yeah, it's well, all right. I was supposed to have
Sergeant Hulko with the big toe.
I was supposed to have bunions when I was a kid, and I had to wear these things to correct my feet. And as a side effect, my toe kind of points up.
You know what they say about a man with a curved toe?
I don't want to know.
Chews through socks.
It does. Yeah.
Huh? Gets girlfriends.
Yeah.
I know my toe next to my big toe is bigger than longer than my big toe. I have that.
That's common.
Issue. Yeah.
Is it? Let me see. It means that you're bald.
That's good.
Oh yeah.
That's one thing 23's been consistent about.
Oh yeah. Dude, my second toe is longer than my big toe. I've never looked for that. No.
Huh. Yeah, I think I have the same thing going on here.
Yeah. What's weird is that we're all barefoot now. I'm kind of feeling a little weird about that.
Not me.
No, I was just feeling it through the socks.
I'm wearing hospital socks.
Speaking of hospital socks, you guys like Elvis?
He died on the crapper. What are you talking about?
I just thought at some point we should get to this versus, you know, and if we postpone it too much longer, you know, pretty soon Chris is going to start talking about weed. You know, like Jack's going to start talking about the San Diego Chargers.
I'm so pissed this week.
Fuck.
I'm watching the game, and my brother-in-law's in town. And so I have the game on maybe an illegal site, and it's on my Apple TV. And I hate watch. So our family comes over, and I got Jay and my daughters all going, why are we watching this game? We don't like the Chargers anymore. I go, I'm hate watching. Sure, you're hate watching. Sure, no, I like to. I decided I like watching football, but I actually root against the Chargers. It's hard to root against Philip Rivers. Love the guy, but I still root against him. And the stupid Nagy coach for Chicago, they get in field goal range, 42.3 seconds left, one timeout, and he takes a knee. I go, your kicker has already missed a kick. What the fuck are you doing? They just need a field goal. They're down by, I think, they're down by one. It was 17-16. I go, so they run and takes a timeout with 2 seconds left. Kicker kicks it, and it messes by a foot. I go, you fucking dick.
Oh. You
dick.
Yeah.
Ruined my Sunday that the Chargers won.
Oh.
And then everyone's like, oh, you're sure you're upset that the Chargers won. I go, I don't want the Chargers to win. And this week they're playing Green Bay in Los Angeles, so it's going to be a home game for Green Bay. It's going to be a sea of green. It's going to be a sight to see. But anyway.
Green Bay's good this year. So
I don't understand why coaches do – you wouldn't see Belichick do that. You just wouldn't. And then the guy's making all these excuses. Well, we could have had a holding penalty. Well, we could have fumbled. Well, we could have fuck it. You had 43 seconds and plus the kicker came out today and said, yeah, I wish they would have placed it in the middle instead of the left hash mark. So you could have at least had your quarterback run to where you wanted to place the ball. So now the people are wondering, well, how long is this kicker going to last? He just called out his coach in the press.
Well, it's almost as bad as the Cleveland Browns. I don't know if you watched any of that game, but they had, what, 4th and 4, and they're going to punt. And they committed a penalty, so it was 4th and 14, so they decided to go for it.
There's just a lot of bad. You watch the game.
Fucking terrible.
There's the Giants.
Like, you don't even do that in Madden, let alone real life. That's just a terrible move.
The Chargers did that when they were still in San. I think the last year in San Diego, they were playing New England, and they're down by I think 10 points or something like that, and it was fourth and short, and McCoy punted with like 6-7 minutes left. I go, you know the Patriots are going to run out the clock now, you dumbass. You had nothing to lose. I don't understand. That's why Belichick is successful.
Yeah,
because he takes chances.
Well, what was
the
neat
smartest
about,
man on the field.
Yeah, what was neat about that article I sent to you guys was that I think it was on the Owen Beru's though when Chris was watching that particular game.
I'm not included in that.
I know, but we had a quick little sidebar in the middle of that podcast because Chris was like, "Look at this! Like, Belichick just keeps denying the penalty. It's like this. What's he doing? Just because he wants to, you know?" And yeah. then we read
going off.
Yeah, and then we read the article about he was doing it on purpose good. To prove a point of like I just ran a minute off the clock by denying these penalties. It's like
no, by committing them. The other team was right. declining them.
Right. Sorry,
it was hilarious. Mm-hmm. He's such a smart man.
Yeah, just because he could. Yeah, I'm gonna test this theory.
You're winning 26-0 at the time.
Yeah,
right.
Quarter, yeah. Right. So it was like. But he was just showing you, yeah, I'm smarter than you.
Right.
Like this going.
Right.
Because that's the point. Like, they were like, why is he smirking? Why is he smirking about, you know, these
penalties? That was the news headline for days. Yeah. Not the fact that the Patriots won, but that Belichick did this. His cheek moved a millimeter to the left. It almost looked like it could have been potentially a crack of a smile. And it was. It was a nice moment.
Charger fans, last year, Anthony Lynn was the greatest thing since sliced bread. He went 12 wins, won a playoff game. This year, they want him fired. They want him fired. It starts at the top. All the you look at bad teams, the Jets, the Chargers, teams that just Detroit. Why do they lose? It starts at the top. Consistent. You look at any sport,
ownership, for sure.
The same teams that lose year after year after year. Because they have bad ownership. You have to have good ownership.
You have to have a coach that can control it, too. I mean, you look at Belichick's probably the best, not only the best coach in the game, but the best GM in the game. I mean, he's essentially a record player management.
Because you're going to win a Super Bowl, and then you can parlay that into a big contract from another team.
Yep.
If you don't stay with the Patriots, I mean, because someone's going to overpay for you because you just won a Super Bowl. Man, it's just crazy. Anyway, fuck the Chargers. Move
on. How about that guy Elvis?
Yeah, what about Elvis, huh?
Peanut butter and banana sandwich.
Did he leave the building? Really?
Never heard of him.
Okay.
He's still around somewhere.
Wasn't he like a jazz influencer or something? What did he do?
I think so.
Yeah.
So.
Well, he's one of those people you say Elvis, you know exactly. You don't have to say his last name.
Right.
Costello. Yeah, right.
You don't have to say Patterson.
Patterson.
He's really going to be Batman?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's got to buff up a little bit. He's kind of skinny, isn't he?
He is skinny.
Well, somebody.
Well, he is. You will see if you watch The Lighthouse. He is very toned. He is, but he is a skinny guy.
I don't know anything about this new Batman movie, but. I thought some people were speculating that it was going to be like more of like this Batman Beyond where he was like a younger Batman and there was like an older Batman or something like that. I could be wrong about this.
I mean, yeah, there have been
George Clooney back as the older Batman.
There have been a lot of rumors floating around like the last couple months. Yeah. There has been rumors floating around the last couple of months that people were wanting a Michael Keaton Batman, but like an old Batman.
Right.
And so I could see where that could work too. You know?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That would be.
But isn't he like 70?
He's 67.
I'm amazed that you know his age, but you can't remember my age.
It's 47.
You're older than Matt.
I remember Michael Keaton's because he's born roughly around the same time as my dad.
Oh, okay.
I'm Batman.
He's born in 52.
Speaking of Elvis, is officially dead.
What is
Elvis?
Elvis, yeah.
Wise man.
I mean, he could have just went home. We don't know.
He could be at the mansion right now. We just don't know.
We don't know.
But what we do know is that we did tease this Versus, right? Where we were going to pick
our... Why'd you pick that song? Oh, I'm sorry. I was behaving
for a second. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I felt like you were channeling the future of the comments section.
Actually, it's not the listeners that complain.
We should just all pick obscure...
People that don't listen that complain.
We should just pick all obscure Elvis songs that nobody knows.
You know how I know that? Because no one ever says... The people that complain never say, I listen.
I want to pick Big Boots off of the G.I. Blues soundtrack.
I have a couple running here. Okay, actually, I just have one in my running that is a little bit more obscure. So
there's some little small ones. Like I really love like Pocket Full of Rainbows, which a lot of people don't know. And there's
I got 10 songs here.
Good. Wow.
Down.
He's got a lot of good ones.
I love Elvis.
I just have four because I figured it's a good chance of me being picking fourth.
I like the Elvis Network on XM Satellite.
Have you guys ever heard his song called Richard Pryor?
I heard it was a fire hit.
It's from his album called E.T. anyway.
I didn't know you were doing. I just now saw Chris's in the chat. That's fine.
All right. So how are we going to do this, Chris? You got your app ready?
Can you see my screen right now?
Just don't personalize it like my daughter did with hers because it comes up. Are you this or this? I go. Why do I have to keep?
No. No, I just happened to put my open my phone up. I was like, "Oh yeah, I have this from Mom." Well, just gonna go ahead and watch this.
It's fine with me.
Can you guys see the dice on my screen? Yes or no?
No.
Anyone getting Apple Plus?
Yeah,
I want to watch that show. What's it? Mission? What's it? What's it called?
Impossible.
No.
Space show. How about now? Can you guys see what's on my screen now?
Nope.
No. Mission. Why am I drawing a blank on it?
Mission to Mars.
Why is that not doing it?
I gotta find it because it's bugging me.
We lost Chris entirely.
I know.
Why? That was the wrong button, Chris.
Man.
Yeah, it was the wrong button. So I'm trying to share my screen.
I think if you go to that little button at the bottom that says share screen.
One would think, right, Matt?
He's not the producer for it.
You're fucking brilliant, dude. All right, let me see.
So
all mankind is what I was talking about.
If you go to this button here.
Yeah, I'm doing that right now, and it won't let me do shit.
So then after that, there's an option where it should pop up a window. Maybe your pop-up blocker is on.
No, I it's not. Down below all four of our faces, I see like my face here, and then right next to me, I see a picture of my screen.
Mm-hmm. I'm clearly not sharing it.
Password. This is such good
podcasting. Oh my God. Such good podcasting. I'm going to share my entire screen. Ready? Click share. Yep. Okay. StreamYard is sharing your screen.
No, it's not.
It's not, though.
What are you trying to do? I wasn't paying attention. I was looking
for it. He's trying to show us his dice.
Yeah, I was going to just take my word for it. Ready? Okay, here we go. Matt, you're going to roll first.
Hey, Matt. Should I write these down for you?
Sure.
Sure.
I just want
Matt gets the first dice. Do you want... Should we do a 6-sided die or a 20-sided die?
Ooh, 20-sided. That sounds
like... we're going to go so nerd on this one. This is going to be like...
If I get a 1, I'm going to be pissed.
Dungeons and Dragons. All right, Matt, you're rolling first. Yes. And you have a 7.
Fuck that shit. Is this a 7-sided die?
That's anniversary.
All right, Nick, you ready?
Sure.
I'm last again. This is bullshit.
You rolled a 7.
Well, come on. What are the odds?
All right, my turn. Ready?
How come I go last?
You got a 19.
I rolled a 5. Oh. You got a 5.
Hell, this is a way to die.
Wow. Yeah. And Jack.
One.
Two.
This just has 20.
It's got 20 seconds.
All right, here's a roll-off for first and second. Matt, you go first. You're going to get a...
A fucking two.
Five. Matt, or Nick, you're going to get a... 16. All right, so it goes bullshit. Nick, Matt, me, Jack.
Oh, man. Well, Nick's going to win this one. There's really only one good Elvis song.
No, there's tons of good Elvis songs. It just depends on what era Elvis you want. You know?
Sure.
You want something peppy?
Yeah, exactly. I tend to like his very first hit, which is "That's All Right." You know, but
Mama, that's all right for you. That's all right. I like the guys in the background. You know, just singing.
So we picking?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
you're first, Nick.
Sure.
I'm
gonna pick my personal favorite Elvis song because every time it comes on, I have to listen to it. It's one of those songs I don't get tired of listening to.
It's not Russia.
Which is Suspicious Minds.
Of course. Yeah.
You son of a bitch. Fucking asshole. I mean, you douche.
Go ahead and tell us
the wrong one.
Tell us why it's good, because I think this song's shit, but go ahead.
Oh, I didn't realize I had to make my case right now, too.
Is that how we do it?
I don't remember.
This is how we do
it. It's just a good song. I like it. Because I like the time changes in it because you already have like this upbeat, you know, little, you know, we're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. I mean, it's just letting, and then all of a sudden it just.
But he did.
Then it just drops, the, you know, that freaking awesome little middle eight there. It's just great. It just. Oh, drives it home. Love it.
It was on my list.
I'm glad, Jack. Not anymore.
That's still there. I didn't cross it off.
Okay.
All right. I guess it's my turn then. I mean, there are a lot of good Elvis songs. You know, don't get me wrong.
That's not one of them, I don't think, is it? Don't get me wrong.
Don't get me wrong.
I love you, baby.
No,
we have a child together.
I have basically a couple.
I'm stroking on the crapper.
Fuck you. It's my turn to talk. I will mute you.
That's kind of a producer talk there.
I know it is. I get kind of zealous over here. I'm going with Burning Love. Because Lord Almighty, I feel my temperature rising. It's such a good like rocking song, you know. I can feel the flames, you know, when I hear this song, and it's got a nice rolling kind of rhythm to it. So, you want to sing it for me?
Nah, I'm good.
Lord Almighty, I feel
my temperature rising.
Higher and higher, it's burning through my soul. Anyway, I really like that song. It's definitely in my top three.
Burning love.
Yeah, hunka hunka burning love.
All right. I'm gonna say that my favorite Elvis song, I'm gonna go a different direction, was originally a song written to be sung by a woman. Do you know what it is?
I can't help falling in love.
That's right. Can't help falling in love was originally can't help falling in love with him.
Mm.
But yeah, so I do love that song. I think it's awesome. I just think it's and I think that I learned about said song probably in the 90s when I was younger, when UB40 took it to the top of the charts. Of course, what was that? That
movie Sliver. Nancy.
They're always like,
it's such a good song, though. I mean, and it's better by Elvis, but it was made number one by UB40. But yeah, Can't Help Falling in Love, which is off of the album Blue Hawaii.
Yeah, like I remember hearing that argument about. It's one of the things that actually hindered Elvis's career is that most of his 60s output, the songs were tied to soundtracks.
Yep.
You know, and so people think of those songs with that. You know, it's like, so some of those movies are really cheesy, but they still think of it. You know, it's just an interesting debate.
There's a cool version by Beck on the Man in the High Castle soundtrack. So just
have you seen it?
I've seen the show, okay?
Really?
Jack, what are you picking?
I got lots of them here. I got Always on My Mind. You were always on my mind. I have Bossa Nova. I like that one. Return to Center. And someone put it in the ghetto. Hound Dog. Loose Suede Shoes.
Oh, Hound Dog.
Don't be cruel.
How about you pick one?
I was gonna go with Always on My Mind, but since Nick already went with Suspicious Mind, I don't want to get people confused there. So I'm gonna go with Jailhouse Rock.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna go with the little rockin' one.
Yeah. I think we already heard that song.
How do we talk shit about Elvis songs?
I don't know.
It's tough because I don't dislike any of the songs on the list.
Nah.
No.
It's pretty hard because I like all of these. In fact, except for Chris's, which I could have written that on here. I have all of those songs on here. I have on my list here. My fourth song, because I wrote down four, was Are You Lonesome? But the laughing version, because if you haven't heard Are You Lonesome, the laughing version, you need to Google that shit and listen to Elvis just fucking lose his mind.
Yeah. Well, he only did three takes of that song, as in three complete takes. You know, like the rest of the time he couldn't finish it, and he never did it live.
Well, you know, Act One.
He never played it live?
Well, he did, like, I'm not sure. I remember
he did play it live, and he laughed a lot.
Yeah, he laughed a lot. It's because there actually is a podcast just about that song. Yes,
there is. Okay. It's on it's Malcolm Gladwell's podcast.
Yeah, is it Revisionist History?
Yeah, or is Revisionist History. Okay. It's a really, really good episode about basically musicians kind of breaking down. I can't remember. I'm not doing the title of the episode justice, but he does dive into that song, and I give all mad props for that song. So anyways, that was my fourth on my list. I mean, I know we're supposed to be talking shit, but it's really hard to talk shit about Elvis.
Well, who wants to go first talking shit? I guess it would be Matt.
Well, we don't have to.
I didn't think we had to, really.
I can't talk shit about Suspicious Minds. I was probably number one on my list.
Number four on my list.
Well, there you go.
It was number one on my list, to be honest with you. Nick fucking does that to me every versus. Nick always picks my pick.
Yeah. I didn't pick E.T.
Nobody did. I'm still sticking to it. I don't give a shit.
Two votes.
Hey, man. Thanks, Mom.
But I mean, there's a ton of other great Elvis songs. Obviously, Jack, you listed a bunch of them off there, and I mean,
I could have gone on, but I just
And there's so many good.
Yeah, I can't grab my name. I'm sure someone's gonna. How did you not pick this? But those are four pretty good songs.
Can't wait.
Because because Matt and I's are both from the 70s, and Chris is, you know, is the classic era.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jack, what did you pick again?
Jailhouse Rock.
Yeah. So we did get one from the 50s.
Yeah.
But like, you know, a lot of his, like, really, really, when you think Elvis, are those early 50s songs. Like,
Hound Dog, Blue Suede Shoes. Yeah, I love those.
Heartbreak Hotel, you know. You know, we're going to get shit for not picking some of those songs. So,
yeah. I understand that Blue Suede Shoes wasn't originally an Elvis song, but his version is obviously the most famous. Right. So, you know. Yeah, Carl Perkins, who's got some really great songs as well. I mean, he's a very, like, of that Sun Record era. He's kind of probably the most overlooked rockabilly musician.
Well, he's extremely influential, like, to especially to, you know, George Harrison.
Beatles,
But yeah. And he was from Western Tennessee, Carl Perkins.
# not from San Diego.
Yeah. I'm sure he has some San Diego ties. I'm sure he got his shoes in San Diego.
Well, for everyone that does listen to this, though, I because we don't have a versus for the next patron show yet picked out, feel free to comment, you know, about,
give us suggestions.
Yeah, give us some suggestions. What do you want us to, what do you want us to do a versus about?
But you give us suggestions.
Yeah. We might, yeah. What did you say? We might not pick it.
We won't pick it.
We won't pick it. We will absolutely not. I'm not sure. What is your face about there?
Read the notes.
Are you shitting?
Now, are we sure that there's no other podcast doing a live one next week?
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure. So, at least on Tuesday. I don't know what you're. I don't know what you're doing with Dancing with the Stars or that other Watchmen show that you're on. But yeah.
I didn't listen to you guys yet this week's Watchmen.
Matt got something else right. He's got two correct this week.
He did. Yeah, so was my.
I'm like a 3-point shooter in the NBA here. I'm just
to give a little bit of a preview of the Watchmen podcast with Jay, Jack, and Matt. What was your thoughts? Quick take, 5 seconds or less, on the past week's episode of Watchmen.
What were you saying, Jack?
I said Skype sucks.
Oh, Skype sucks.
I have some issues with Skype. I have always had issues with Skype, but that's just me.
That's his quick take on the actual Watchmen show.
Yeah.
Sucks. Well, I don't want to. How can I say without spoiling anybody?
Well, it's in a world where only Skype exists.
I think someone is not human on the show.
I think Jack was really pleased with this week's Watchmen because he finally got to see a big blue wiener.
Yeah, that was nice.
Blue Johnson.
I don't know if it was big.
No, it was just regular.
Regular sized.
If I'm the guy and that's my size, I'm like, can you put a little more blue on there? Can you make it dark?
It's
cold in this theater. It's cold in this theater.
Matt?
I'm enjoying all of the mysteries that are percolating at this point.
Matt, what was your 5-second review of this past week? Go.
Okay. 5-second review of this past week's episode. shit.
All right. I guess I'll go. I was not super thrilled.
Oh, so Nick and Chris are not fans of the Watchmen show so far.
This past week episode.
Oh, just saying. You didn't like Nick?
I mean, I'm still going to keep watching it. To me, though, it's just kind of like.
Do you agree with me that someone's not human?
There's a certain character who is lifted away Jack doesn't believe is human.
Oh, so,
really? Or perhaps is superhuman.
Stuck his hand in boiling hot water and pulled out an egg.
Well, yeah, he is 105, and yeah.
I guess I missed that part.
Yeah.
The egg. Boom, boom,
boom, it's when she comes back in the room. She's like, and he's like, do you want some eggs? She's like, where'd you get eggs? He's like, I went to the store. She's like, how? And you came back? And he's like, yeah. We weren't finished talking.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
He's the egg man.
I am the egg man.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't blown away by it. Like, the first week I loved. This week was like,
That's what's going to help people turn into our podcast. Thanks, Chris.
I mean, you can tell it's written by Carlton Cuse, Damon Lindelof. I mean, he always kind of has those slow burns. You know?
Yeah. But yeah, you can probably hear more about that on the Watchmen podcast with Jay, Jack, and Matt.
I might happen to be right about a certain painting. So, who knows? Tune in to find out.
I saw where someone commented on the painting. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we record right after the episode airs, so we don't have a lot of time to research. It's all just kind of like boom, boom, boom. So, but it's been fun. So, and even when Jack is cantankerous, what? When are we podcasting? I fucking hate Skype. Yeah, you good.
I have nothing problems with Skype.
Little man awake or asleep?
He's shuffling around. He's
wiggling.
Chris, you're on mute,
I think. Chris, you're muted.
Still muted.
I was just cursing you out. You just fucking jinxed it.
How did we jinx it?
He was all quiet. I was going to show you how cute he was. And then all of a sudden, Matt goes, is he asleep or is he awake? And this pops up.
He's just started moving. I think it's because you're looking at him.
I don't see how that's our fault.
It is. He's listening to Jailhouse Rock.
Yeah, he's stuck in a little jailhouse there.
Very used to those bars, kid.
Give him a little nice. There, nice. You know. So.
Shit.
Okay. Anyway. Well, on that note, it sounds like Chris has got to leave this podcast, and we should call it. We should wrap it up for the evening, right?
Yeah.
So
good to me.
No bonus episode, guys, this week. Nah. Okay. fair enough.
You guys want to do it? It's okay with me. I'm just here.
Okay. Well, we'll vote on that after we
end this recording. Who knows? Maybe there's a bonus episode. Maybe there's not.
But tune in next week for our live patrons show, where we'll do another versus, hopefully by a fan suggestion. If not, we'll take up, you know, some suggestion by one of our podcasters here. I'm Matt. I'm not the producer, but thanks for tuning in. I suppose there's some other things that we could talk about here to finish up this episode, right?
Yeah, you jinxed it.
What? I didn't jinx it.
I don't have one. I've read it. Am I supposed to do the rest here?
Sure.
If you'd like to become a patron, go to jayandjack.com, click on the little button that says become a patron, where you can donate $1 to $1 million. I'm still looking for that $1 million patron. I tell you what, if you donate $1 million, you get to pick next week's verses.
That's a big price. $5. What does that do? Oh, it gets you the bonus. It gets you the bonus. Gets you the bonus episode. And $15 gets you the all of the live shows that we do. So
we don't need the $5 ones. We got the $1 million guy.
Yeah.
Right. I just was letting listeners know in case they're just like, what the fuck are the levels? I have no idea.
I don't either. Right. Well, I don't know what they are there because it changes all the time. You get your there's a page where we thank you. $5 gets you.
$5 gets you the bonus episode.
Yeah. You're in the Patrons Club on Facebook, and you get all the exclusive content.
$15, you get to watch the live show. Is that what it is?
Yeah, you get to join in on the live shows.
And the $1 million, you get to pick the verses.
You get to, and you also get to guest host. You said that last week, Jack, and then I said if you give another $1 million, you get to be on 3.
You got to hurry this up. Chris is about ready to leave. I can tell.
Fine. You can guess. So you can. You know what? You do $1 million. You get to do 3 shows, and pick the verses, and go first on the pick of the verses. You don't have to run.
All right, $1 million. You can wipe his ass.
Chris, thanks for joining us.
Great show, Chris. 1 in a million.
Yes.
Also, you can shop Amazon. Go to jayandjack.com. Little button says, you know, thank you for getting Amazon. Here's your own Amazon page. Every little bit helps us. You can get those world famous socks. What are they called? Tough socks?
Tough socks, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tough socks. Get those that have been highly.
Darn tough.
Darn tough socks.
And we're going to get there anyway.
Also, at this time, we thank all our patrons, but we're going to thank 6 patrons right now. Tack from Paris, Eckhart Richter Gloffler, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, Ed the Creepy Letter Carrier, and Drake the Destroyer. The Colleen calls him the Deliverer. But he's a destroyer in our book. So that's all I got. The producer should take us out.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. I'm supposed to end this thing. And fuck it. You jinxed me, man. You like kind of fooled me into ending this show. Well, you said the producer, and then all of a sudden I'm like, I better do something.
Uh-huh. I think it sounds like
someone's on a power trip.
Yeah. Or he knows his role.
All right, yeah. Great show, kids. I'm not the producer.
That should be the versus. Should Matt be the producer?
That's not a versus. Nope.
I like it. Nope. Unless we get a better thing from a listener.
Sayonara, kids. It was 1 in a million.
See ya.